Good morning. We're continuing with the Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning the Melach Avdash, Klal Yadalad, learning Simon Beis. We're talking about the Tolda of Dosh, which is known as Schita. And he says that the Din Daraisa for Schita is things which the Derech is to do it. Shrei Kol Elo Oimdim Lamashkin. Then he says even raisins, which normally they're Oimed Lamashka, Mekamochim Kimin Shasochet Lamashkin Shem Yain Olav. But when he squeezes it, it's considered wine. And the language of the Chayyadim needs clarification. Raise it, calls it Dome Mamash Ladosh, Techaschita Mafrit Hamashkim in a Kartzen, Kamoya Hagarinim, Minashibolim. So the act of squeezing out is comparable to Dosh because the same way the person takes the kernel away from the husk versus taking the liquid away from the grape from the shell. Therefore, the concept of Dosh is appropriate over here. The language of the Chayyadim is somewhat challenging. We said there's two explanations why what makes Yayin and Shemen unique. One explanation is because these are the things which people would normally squeeze to make liquids, which then would not be limited to wine or to Shemen. It would really be any fruit which becomes normal to squeeze for that purpose. It'll be an Isser of Deraisa, of Schita. So nowadays, people squeeze oranges to make orange juice. So according to that explanation, which is Rashi's explanation in the Gemara, the Poskim assume that squeezing a fruit, which is nowadays has become normal to squeeze, would be Malacha Deraisa of Schita, of Dosh. However, the second explanation which we gave, which the Prima Gadam understands that this explanation goes in the Rosh, in the Rambam, that's unique to things which the Torah gives it the status of a mashka. So the Chayav says of the Lashon of Shekel Elu Oimdin Lamashka, and these are types of fruits which people use for mashka. So that sounds along the lines of the Lashon of Rashi, a fruit which is Oimdin Lamashka. People use it for mashka. There is a malacha involved in being sarch in it. But then he says, what about raisins? People do not use raisins for a mashka. They seem though grapes are used for that purpose, but raisins are not. So arguably that should not have the same chumah. He says, but when you squeeze it, it's called wine. So that sounds more along the lines of the second idea, that if what you produced is wine, and wine is something which the Torah calls a mashka, so you're left with the halachic implications of creating a mashka out of that, which is going to be problematic, even if it's not oimed for that purpose. So this would be a highlight the difference between the two explanations. One difference between the two explanations is something like oranges, where the derech is to squeeze them. So according to the explanation of Rashi, the first explanation, that would be an issur d'oraisa. According to the explanation of the Rambam and others, that would only be drabanan. And the flip side is a case of raisins. According to Rashi, that would not be d'oraisa, because it's not armad lamashka. According to the Rambam, the main point is that what you're producing is yayin, which has a halachic status of a distinct mashka, different than the fruit. So that is true by raisins as well, still. So Chayyadim seems to combine the two together, and it seems to be he's being macro for both opinions and saying that either one of them seems to be problematic. The Gemara discusses in this context three types of fruits. There are zesim and anovim. Then there are things which it was common to squeeze, but not as common as zesim and anovim. Tusim, brimonim, types of berries and pomegranates. They used to squeeze them to make it. And then there's the types of fruits which is not the derech to squeeze at all. So the third group is not considered usher at all. The first group is an issur d'oraisa. In the middle group, the mashmaos of the Gemara is that's only d'rabbanan. The Chayyadim does not mention this concept of the three groups. It is mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishabura, etc. The Chayyadim does not discuss the issue of the three groups. So we're just pointing that out. Even according to what we're saying, that the Chayyadim is being choshesh for Shitas Rashi, the Gemara talks about the Tusim Rimonim. It could be it's only Rabbanon. It could be understood according to Rashi, that's only, or it could be according to Rashi, it's a Machlokas in the Gemara.
of Amoroyim, whether it's the Reis or the Rabbanon. But we can pass it to the Rabbanon because they're not Oymed Lamashka at the same level of usage as Zaysim and Anobim. And only the ones which are Oymed at the same level as Zaysim and Anobim have the halachic status of Mashka according to Rashi. So that should cover this. So we're left somewhat with a little bit of ambiguity in the language of the Chayadim, and the fact that the Chayadim does not mention this third group, this middle group. So those are questions, but it seems to be the correct approach in the Chayadim. Have a good day.